the Team America Rocketry Challenge. There's no stopping it now. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. Every year, the Team America Rocketry Challenge gets bigger and bigger and draws more and more applicants. Started as a one-time event, it quickly became apparent that it was very successful in a field of endeavor crucial to the future of the industry and even to the U.S. economy, encouraging kids in the STEM disciplines. That's science, technology, engineering, and math. At this year's U.S. finals in May, ANN's Jim Campbell had a word with Scott Donnelly, president and CEO of Textron, just one of the many heavy hitters in the industry which sponsor TARC.
Got on the field of battle, if you will, for the 2010 Team America Rocketry Challenge. The one thing, the one word to me that really espouses what's happening here is passion.
Well, these kids are all very passionate about this, and that was the whole objective of the program, is to get a bunch of kids, bright kids, engaged. They're very drawn. It's exciting technology. It's a lot of fun to launch these things. And more than that, for us, it really kind of hopefully spins off not just a passion for the rocket event, but math and science and an awful lot of these kids that come out of this, many of whom didn't really know or think about careers in math or science-related kind of degrees, you know, enjoy doing it and look at it and say, geez, I go to college, do the right thing, I get paid for having this much fun. So I think it's something that we hope keeps on rolling, because every year you see a new class of kids coming through it, and there is a lot of passion and excitement about it.
As I understand the history of the event, the 2003 event was meant to be a one-off, and it was such a good idea that it's been continued. What do you see being the future of TARC and initiatives like this?
Well, I think this thing has some fabulous momentum behind it. You know, you see schools year after year after year. Everybody's excited about not only how that team did, but feeling like they can be in next year's team. So I think this thing, as I said, it was supposed to be a one-year deal. I'm not sure how you would stop it at this point. We have so many schools involved and so many kids, you know, not just the kids that are on the teams, but kids that hear about what's going on and are kind of looking forward to the year where they get to get on the team and be part of it. So I think at this point, it's sort of on autopilot, if you will.
Well, this is an industry initiative. This didn't happen by accident. This happened because industry was concerned enough about the future of where their staff was coming from and where the talent was coming from to put together the first event and keep this going. But is the industry doing enough? What advice would you give to your brethren in industry about not just TARC, but building our future?
Well, I think all the industries that are supporting this thing, the Aerospace Industry Association and all of our member companies, have been with this thing from the beginning because they saw it as an opportunity that was something that would attract kids in and get them excited about a profession in science or math, engineering, be it space-related or aircraft or, you know, it's a very, very broad range, obviously, of products that represent all of our companies. And it's been so successful that they obviously stay on board. And you're right, beyond that, it's not just about this particular challenge, but all these companies are very involved in local STEM activity and working with local schools and mentoring programs. So this is only one piece, but obviously it's a very sort of colorful piece, if you will, that I think attracts a lot of passion. But it's only one piece of what we do, I think, as an industry to try to attract talent that wants to go into the technologies and degrees that are math and science oriented.
As I understand, there's a lot of concern right now about where the future engineering talent is coming from. That the fact that with the amount of engineering personnel that are being bred through the college system right now, that we're barely keeping up with what we need. How critical is this going to be to the future of our industries?
Well, it is all about generating interest at the high school level, right? You've got to get kids that kind of want to go in, and a lot of these kids actually are in middle school, so that as they move into the high school age, they're taking calculus, they're taking physics classes, they're taking the things that really prepares them to go into the undergraduate level. You know, today we have a lot of great engineering schools in the country. Obviously, people come all over the world to do this. So for all us, it's all about generating that pipeline at the middle and high school level. And I think as long as we get a lot of kids interested and you see people applying to the schools, you know, clearly we have the capability at both the undergraduate and graduate level to educate and train a lot of great engineers in the country.
Well, coming from somebody who's obviously made it, what advice do you give the young person out there who doesn't have a rocket club and hasn't quite gotten all the information necessary yet to figure out how they can realize their dreams? What encouragement, what advice do you have for them?
Well, I think you just look and say this is an opportunity in an industry that does a lot of exciting things. There are things that people get very excited about. They're great technologies, they're interesting product lines, and again, it's very, very broad. You know, it's not just in space, it's not just aircraft or helicopter. So the number of opportunities these kids have as they come out and get a good, solid, you know, technical degree, these are not the people that are worried about where their job's going to be in the future, and so they're really, you know, long and frankly, very satisfying professions.
It's one of the things we enjoyed this morning, talking to one of the previous TARC participants who's now at, in school at Virginia Tech. One, rockets are cool, and I can get paid for this.
Exactly, and that's one of the things I always say with these kids is, you know, you get a kid engaged with this, and then we stand up and tell them, hey, guys, you know, you can actually get paid for having this much fun, but you got to hit the books, you got to study your math, your science, and then you got to do the work of getting a good, solid technical degree, and you can do this every day of the week.
Well, we certainly thank you for your support for this community, and boy, I sure wished 40-some-odd years ago when I was coming up the ranks I had something like this to measure my life by, and I can't wait to see the results over the next few years.
Great. Well, we appreciate you being here and helping publicize this thing because it's a great program, and we just want to continue to see it grow.
Scott Donnelly is president and CEO of Textron. In a moment, comments from members of one of the teams. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. The Team America Rocketry Challenge draws hundreds of entries from schools around the country, a number which may soon be thousands. At the U.S. 2010 finals, it was obvious that some high schools are becoming dynasties by preparing contestants particularly well. In fact, four of the five teams from Washington State, which qualified for the finals, came from a single school, Ingram High School in Seattle. Here's Jim Campbell's chat with members.
Tell us what happened today in regards to getting your vehicle aloft.
Well, today we had two misfires with our motor, and that was due to a miscommunication in how the motor was built. And when we pulled it apart to fix it, we found another problem, and we fixed it, and then it flew great after that.
But you guys came down to just a few minutes left before you were basically out of the competition.
Yeah, I guess it was up to luck.
So what do you do when the time and the pressure is running out both at the same time?
You stay focused and try and get it done. Make sure you don't make mistakes and just hope that you can do it.
Why rockets?
I think it's just they're fun. They plainly are fun, and they're really cool to shoot off. And, you know, it's fun figuring out all the different little intricate parts of rockets.
How was this team formed at your school?
We sent out an announcement at the first, you know, couple weeks of school that was like, you know, we're putting together the rocket team, we're participating in this competition, you know, and then people came and we split up the teams. We had so many people, we had to have four teams this year. All four teams qualified for nationals, and we split it up. We put, you know, some freshmen, some sophomores, some juniors, some seniors in every team just so that we had, like, you know, some of the senior members teaching some of the junior members and so, like, stuff like that.
Here's the ultimate question in something like this. I'll ask each of you in a row here, but what do your parents think of all this?
My dad's actually here today. He came with me. He's really proud of me. He does, you know, some, like, computer science stuff. And so, like, me getting out here and doing rocket stuff, he's really happy for.
My parents love this. I mean, this is the only thing they want me to do. So I'm kind of being pushed into it, whether I want it or not. But I want it.
Do any of you see yourselves in the years hence actually flying on board a rocket-powered vehicle?
I would love it if I could. Like, that's probably been, like, one of my fantasies for the longest time, was going on, like, an actual space shuttle and flying. But I don't think I could actually do it.
I feel like I can see myself there. It's just I don't know what's in the middle of me and that. So I'm hoping that I will be one day.
What advice do you have to those in your generation right now might look at this and go, boy, next year I got to be there?
Just, you know, talk to a couple of teachers, get them involved. I mean, this is really cool. It's a big opportunity. It's a lot of, like, hands-on experience with science stuff. So, like, if you want to do it, talk to people, get people involved, because you're not the only one that wants to do it.
Well, congratulations to each of you. I really, to coin a phrase here, we're particularly enthused by your perseverance, your stick-to-itiveness, and the fact that third time is a charm. Good to all of you.
Thank you.
Calling the mistake that led to an improperly configured rocket engine a miscommunication may demonstrate another skill needed in the aerospace world: diplomacy when attributing failure. The Team America Rocketry Challenge looks to be an indispensable tool for filling the pipeline with America's future engineers and scientists. Find out more at www.rocketcontest.org. Jim Campbell is ANN's CEO and Editor-in-Chief. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.